We've come to draw, to draw, to draw, draw from you again, again. Praise the Lord. Spirit of familiarity. Spirit of familiarity. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Regard not them that are familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Familiarity is the state of knowing someone so well, which if not time not taken can result to casual disposition towards the known fellow. It is not bad in getting familiar with places, people, or an organization. It is actually when you get familiar with someone that you can get the best of that fellow. But there is an agenda from the realm of the spirit to pour out spirit of familiarity from air to injure people, relationships, even people and God. The devil knows that his time is short and knows what awaits him. So he don't want to suffer alone. He intends to go along with many as possible. He also knows that men that carry destiny for God is a threat to his kingdom, and he can to any length, he will go to any length to pervert the call of a man. To minimize the potent threat to his kingdom, he has re-strategized to attack vessels of God. There are many instruments the devil can use to fight the man that carry the purpose of God. But the instrument called familiarity is what God is showing you this season. Spirit of familiarity. I want you to know that there is a thin line between friendship and familiarity. It is your own responsibility to watch it. Casual behaving, toying with, deliberate insensitivity are results of familiarity. Because you have known the fellow in and out, no threat can come from him. When a man operates under the spirit of familiarity, released from air to make that man fall, that man is gone. When a man is under the spirit of familiarity, the man is gone already if care is not taken. The man will bring that template into his relationship with God, to make him familiar with God to the extent that he regard not the word of God, things of God, kingdom matters, which is actually the goal of the devil, because through this he will make God to hate you, make you to dissociate from God, make you irresponsible in life. Don't forget, it was the spirit of familiarity that landed on the sons of Eli. That account should be found in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12. The Bible says they had no regard for God. That can only be possible when a man is under the spirit of familiarity. No regard. That you are a friend with someone does not mean you will not regard. That your friend is older than you, plays with you as if you are mates, that does not mean you should not regard. Excuse me. Because sons of Eli, they have been familiar with the things of God to the extent that the things of God become a common thing, normal thing to them, which is supposed to be holy. To be holy. Spirit of familiarity made sure they never forfeit destiny. That is how far spirit of familiarity can go upon the life of a man. Spirit of familiarity successfully killed the destiny of the sons of Eli. They never continue from where their father stopped. Don't forget too, in the Bible, the Bible made us understand that when Samuel became old, he made his sons to be judge over Israel. The same template. They knew not God. What is happening? Is it because their father was an oracle of God? During the disposition of going and coming out for the things of God? The only things have become a common thing to them? Were they not taught? Praise the Lord. The father and the sons allow themselves to come under the spirit of familiarity. It kills the kepokosokotolegedebosh. The spirit of familiarity killed Judas. He was so familiar to Jesus to the extent that he lost it. If no familiarity, indiscipline, the man you have been together during soft and hard time, you want to say, praise the Lord. I know prophecy have gone that a man must do it. Must it be Judah? The name was not written that it was Judah. Anyone that carried the trait, towing that line or fulfilling that prophecy, will fall into that prophecy. So it was not necessary that it's Judah. The nonsense spirit and trait and character in him made him to fall into that prophecy. Don't forget, when Joshua conquered Jericho, what did he say? He said, any man that tried to rebuild this land once again, It will start the foundation with his firstborn. It will end it with his lastborn. Did he mention him? Any man. It could have been anybody. It might not have been that man. It might be anybody. Name was not mentioned. So, spirit of familiarity led Judah to fulfill bad prophecy. Spirit of familiarity is so bad. Is so bad. If you are in a relationship now, no matter who you are, be careful. Be careful. Because there is a thin line between familiarity and friendship. The moment you cross that line into familiarity when you are in friendship, you've lost it. Not all people tolerate nonsense. Not all people lower standard. Not all people give you second chance. The spirit of familiarity killed Judas. The account of Daniel chapter 5, verse 5 to 12. The spirit of familiarity took the king of this kingdom. Praise the Lord. What was the name? The Israelites were conquered by a king. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 5 to 12. And they took the holy things of God. What was the trouble here? The king was dying and whining with people. He now said, go. Go to where we kept those cups. Bring those cups we packed from the people of God. And he took it. And his chiefs, they started whining and dining. They started whining and dining. Ignorance is not an excuse. Don't they know that the people they went to go and conquer are people of God? Have they not heard? Praise the Lord. It was King Beshada. Praise the Lord. Yes, the king, because he has conquered in Jerusalem, brought the people of God out of Jerusalem and their things out of Jerusalem. He never knew that those things have been handed to God. They've been certified only before God. Familiarity. So he now brought those cup, holy cup, whining and dying with those cup. Praise the Lord. Before then, the spirit has been working on him, but familiarity is an instrument from the kingdom of air to destroy men. King Saul also allowed familiarity to kill him. He never knew when to draw the line. David understood it. He never allowed spirit of familiarity set in his relationship with God. David, he knew God was his friend. He also knew God is almighty. That is the point. He knew God was not his mate. He handled the friendship with wisdom. Don't you read this from your Bible that God said David is a man after my heart? What does it mean to you? David was a friend of God. So David master, he knew when to separate familiarity from friendship. When to roll before God, he knew how to do that. But Saul, reverse was the case. Familiarity. Do this, he went to go and do that. There are many examples in the Bible, but I believe you have caught the spirit. You have the spirit of correction in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to put things in order. If you are toying the path of familiarity because of God's gift upon your life, you don't pray again, you don't greet Jesus good morning again, you are on your way to destruction like Samson, Saul, and Lucifer. Praise the Lord. Is it not familiarity that made Lucifer that I will exalt my throne? It's familiarity. Lucifer, God, exalt throne above. Who does that crazy thing? Why can't you be in your space and enjoy your space to the fullest? Praise the Lord. It was familiarity. Familiarity keeps something. Even among your destiny helpers in life, be wise to handle them. Some are sensitive. When you cross the line from friendship to familiarity, they sword you away and you will remain stranded again. Praise the Lord. Our text, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 21. Regard not them that are familiar spirits, because they come to familiarize with you, to duplicate your matter to your adversaries. Spirit of familiarity. How do one now escape spirit of familiarity? You run back to God. If you try to deal with it with discipline and deliberate acts and it's not working, you are under the spirit of familiarity. Run back to your maker. It destroys life. He dealt with Samson. He destroyed Saul. He destroyed Lucifer. He's a tool in the hand of Lucifer to make sure that his kingdom is advancing and progressing per time. It's only God that can deliver you from the spirit of familiarity. I will see hand you over to James chapter 4, verse 7, if I'm not mistaken. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil. He will flee from you. No, submit yourself to God now. Resist spirit of familiarity, and spirit of familiarity will flee from you. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.